time for Radio Nibbles with John Lindorf, breaking local food news. With a special guest this morning. Good morning, John, and good morning to your special guest.
Good morning, Shannon. This morning, we got a ton of food news. So I brought in a special guest host, my old friend Kate Lacroix, who is a notable local food person. She started First Bite many years ago, and she also was responsible for leading a move to have all school lunches paid for in the Boulder Valley school system last year, and she's got some other things going on. Hi, Kate.
Hi, John. How's it going?
Good. So we're going to just cover a lot of things that are going on. For one thing, there's the restaurant world in Boulder is reopening now. It's coming back. Spaces are filling in. So let's talk about some of the places that are opening or changing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's hard to tell on the face of it if it's just that we're all moving again, so it seems like there's so much activity. But when you look at it, there really is a lot of movement in the market.
I noticed as I was coming to KGNU, there's a new coffee place just up the street.
Yes, actually 33rd and Walnut is going to be the location for the new January coffee. Christy and John, a new couple and also business partners, are set to open a coffee shop there in about 10 days.
And other new places coming, Maria Empanada is opening where Salvaggio's Deli was. And not that far away from there, Mason's Dumpling Shop, which has gotten quite a buzz in the news, especially in Denver, because, they do great dumplings. So that can never, it can never hurt to have more dumplings.
You can never have too many dumplings. And then there are refreshes and rebrands and reopenings. Top of the list on my docket is the reopening of Brasserie 1010 right. In late spring.
Brasserie 1010 on Walnut Street had been open. It was really an institution for, I think, 15 years, or it was a long time it was open.
Yeah, quite a long time. Not quite as long as the Med, but, you know, Peg and Joe Romano have a reputation for just running great restaurants in this town. But I think, understandably, after the ravages of COVID, they just needed to close shop for a bit. But there was always a possibility that they were going to reopen Brasserie.
So Brasserie 1010's reopening. The Med is not. That's been sold, and we're not sure what that's going to become yet.
Yeah, my understanding is that it's been parceled. There's that new side and that old side, and that it has been parceled, and that there will be some announcement on an opening someday, but nothing now.
The other thing I heard was that, remember, Murphy's North in Willow Springs had closed. It's going to reopen soon as a place called The Local.
The Local. Well, they're going to need to serve meatloaf because we're really running shy on places that can do that old plate of meatloaf and mashies.
And the other thing was that Cured, which had been like the standard bearer for charcuterie and Boulder and wine and everything else, changed ownership and changed names.
Yes, that's right. Will and Coral approached me 10 years ago and I helped them open. And it was a success from day one, and they worked so hard, and then I think they just passed it off to this wine heavy multi-unit operator out of the Northeast, I believe, and I think they've been doing fine things so far.
Great. A lot of issues right now in Boulder dining. One of them was things seem like they are getting better. We're sitting here in the studio unmasked, and people are going out to eat again and stuff. They've decided to continue the outdoor dining opportunity in Boulder that really has helped a lot of places.
Yes, that's right. I know they want to standardize the outdoor seating arrangement, and so the city has been working on a standardized option. And I know that it was something that felt very, very enjoyable to patrons who were just dying to get out, and it had a nice, almost European feel.
And there's still a lot of places where I'd rather eat outside anyway, because, you know, I think all of us are sort of making decisions on a place-by-place basis, you know, where we feel safe now.
Exactly. What remains to be seen is if it's a good long-term solution, because, of course, parking is a nightmare down there anyhow. And there has been some pushback from some of the restaurants who feel that they didn't get as much real estate or were kind of pushed off to the side of this thoroughfare. And so it remains to be seen how successful it will be.
Well, there's that chunk of Pearl just east, west of the mall, which had been open and then was closed off for a while. And there's really a lot of, you know, there's something to be said for having places where you can pull up and get something.
One of the more beautiful setups that I've seen recently is Hoppe. They really expanded out into the center of the Bricks. And I believe that's probably between 11th and Broadway. And it's just amazing when it's full and the water's flowing down that rock and people are coming and going from both sides. I mean, it almost feels like normal times.
Yeah. I mean, it, at least theoretically. The other thing that happened, I don't think we talked about it, but the liquor license application for Driftwind Restaurant is finally a restaurant at the Boulder Reservoir. And I thought it was such a lovely idea that I could go there at sunset and sit and have a bite and a drink. It was turned down because, well, the neighbors didn't like it.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, Kate and Josh Diner have really emerged as great restaurateurs over the past years, of course, bringing us Tiako, working with Daniel Asher to do Ashkara.
Right, but were they expecting it to be available?
I think that they really had no idea that it would be turned down because, to your point, it is such a great idea. But I think it's a NIMBY issue, right?
Yeah, I think so, too. Were there a couple other things you wanted to mention?
Yeah, you know, I am very intrigued by, as you know, Edwin Zoe and what he's done with Zoe Mama and Chimera and Fomi. And just recently, he made the decision to rebrand and rename that operation here in Boulder, Dragonfly Noodle.
So it will change the emphasis to Pan-Asian noodle dishes a little bit?
You know, he's always been intrigued by Pan-Asian noodle dishes, but what we can expect are really specific things like Hong Kong pan-fried noodles, dumplings. He recently perfected a tonkotsu ramen. So just kind of going deeper into some of the dishes he has offered and offering some new ones as well.
All right. And I wanted to mention that, today's Thursday, which means Nibbles is out online and in the Boulder Weekly. I've got a column about a very, really neat place in Longmont. It's called the Miko Coffee Collective. It stands for Maine and Colorado. And two guys who really are doing excellent coffee and drinks, but they've created this community center there on North Main Street in Longmont. They also produced the most delicious cheese crackers I have ever tasted. And they're mostly cheese. It's like a Frico almost, but it's a cracker. And they're selling them at Meow Wolf and stuff. So I'm just happy to see that happening. So I got a question for you, Kate. What's your favorite? What's the best thing you've tasted lately?
You know, besides my cooking, I have to say I had the most remarkable Snarf's sandwich the other day. It was a steak sandwich, and it blew my mind. And so that is my answer. Take it or leave it.
I will take it. That sounds wonderful. Thanks for being here, Kate. It's great to see you.
Thanks for having me on, John.
And thank you, John, as always, for your Thursday appearance with Radio Nibbles. BoulderWeekly.com is where you can find his column.
Thanks, everybody.
Try the salami, Tommy. Give it the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house.